The seventh day of Marcheshvan comes, Layarduk Shavim, and the rain doesn't come, didn't come down. Yischila Yechidim Bisanim, so individuals must start fasting. Ochlim Mishayis Mibod Yom, Mishachashaychem, sorry, they continue eating even after nightfall, like we do nowadays and say Shiva Sober Tamuz. When we turn Melachim, you're allowed to do work throughout the day, Birchitza, to wash yourself, with Sicha, to anoint yourself with oils, with Ilas Hassan, to put on shoes, Uvitasha Shemito, and to have relations.
You know, the way the Mishnah phrases Ischila, it doesn't imply that it's a requirement, it just implies that almost like Maisha Shehoya.
Yeah, it's not a requirement. Ischila, it isn't. You're right. It is a Maisha Shehoya. Something that's what individuals would do or did. Right, yeah, it's not a specific requirement. It's only the case. Elu em hayechidim. Who are these individuals? Elu shem ismani parnasotzi, were the leaders of the congregation. Why? Ask the Gemara. Mikemen shem ismani parnasotzi were mispal of anane. Just because you're a president of a shul, when you dive in, they're going to answer you, right? So says Gemara. Elam mikemen shem ismani parnasotzi were. So if he was found to be the leader of the congregation, he must be a trustworthy person. So, once upon a time. And therefore, he's worthy to daven to be answered. It's interesting that Torah and Shari Shonim here brings down a bunch of Rishonim, who actually had different gears in the Gemara, which was Naaman and Hitzilo Minagzera. Seems like the Paranosim in the old days actually saved Am Yisrael from, you know, decrees of the emperor and things like that. So therefore, they were suitable to daven on Am Yisrael. Charban Hashav, and now we're going to talk. I have a long series of Maisim where people are suitable to daven from Am Yisrael. These are mamish like Hasidic stories. If I was not, didn't know Yerushalmi, I would say this is written about the Baal Shem Tov. Mm-hmm. You'll see. It starts off as not so Hasidish, but then it gets very Hasidish. Chad v'barnash hava mafik ma'asrei ketiknon. A certain individual used to take off ma'asers properly. He was meticulous. Amalei Ramona said, since you're meticulous in that which has to do, the way the Mashbiach explained it, you're meticulous in that which has to do with the ground, then you are worthy to daven for us, for the rain, which is for the ground. So kum arise and more and say the parashan ki sovo, which talks about vidui maestros, about having given maestros properly. Biarte kodesh min habayis, I took out everything which is holy from my house and gave it properly and daven for us for rain. Another fellow, chad barnash asa gabi, chad min krivit rabiyana. Excuse me. He came to one of the relatives, Rabbi Yanai. Armalain, he said to Rabbi Yanai's relative, Rabbi Zakemi. That's Yushami lingo for Kimi Tztaka. In other words, Bizaych on the mitzvah Tztaka. A Mashul shows up at your doorstep, so he should say to you, I want to be Mizaki in the mitzvah Tztaka. So that's what he said, right? So Zaki Armalain, he said, so Rabbi Yanai's relative said, wait a minute, don't you have money? The law of Allah, the Chapitan and your father, have money. Amarle, lo, said, no, my father didn't have money. Amarle, so the relative said, what are you talking about? Gabayinun. The money's by me, umifkatin, right? Gavin umifkatin. It's collected and safe kept by me. Amarle, so he said, no, Shmais alihon her concerning them, dinun sakin, that it's stolen money. And that's why I don't want to have it. Okay, so even though there was money which was in his name, left in his father, since it was stolen money, he didn't want, it was ill-gotten gains, he would rather go and beg. Amarlei, Rabbi Yanai's relative said, Kedayat matzlai misan, you're a type person who can daven and be answered. Ischami l'rabbonan palon chamra. The rabbi saw a certain donkey driver, Yatzlei, that he could daven umitra nachas. They either saw him do it or they saw in a vision that he could do it, so that he davens and rain comes. Shalom Abonavaisuni. So the rabbis came, sent, and brought him. Armalei, they said to him, Ma'umunach, what is your craft? Armalei said, Chamora, no, I'm a donkey driver. Armalei, so they said, Umativo Varta, what good thing have you done? Armalei, they said, I'll tell you. Chadzman ogras chamri, once I rented out my donkey, lechada itos iso, to a certain woman, vavas bachio, and she was crying, garista on the street. Vamerson, I said to her, Malach, what's your problem? Amalie, she said to me, Baila dihi itoso, my husband, literally the husband of that woman, but my husband, Chavish is in prison, vanaba mechamin, I want to see mami abed, what I can do, umefanine, and get him out of prison. So what I do, says the donkey driver, v'zavnis chamari, I sold my donkey, v'yavis lachtimase, and I gave to her the sum which I got. Ramis, I said to her, ha'lech, here's this for you, pani balach, free your husband, v'lo tachte, and do not sin, because she was obviously looking for illicit ways to make the money. Yeah. So they said to him, see, this is mamish chassidus shemaisa, right? Kedayat, you the donkey driver, a suitable mitzvah, misanya, did that one get responded, but it gets better. Yitzcham the Rabbi Avo saw pantkaka. Pantkaka means evildoer in five ways. Pent is five. Kaka, I guess, is like a kilkul, right? So they saw a man called pantkaka, so that he should yatzle, he should da masim, each from where knocking some rain will come down. Yatsi Vasi Mitra. Nochis Mitra, the rain came down. Shachai Vosarivos sent for him. Vaisen brought him after he died successfully. And here's the big typo. Karmain said, she means the next few words instead be Armalais. He said, Mamanoch, what's your craft? Armalais, so he said, I'll tell you. Chamesh Averon, five Averos, Ahu Gavra Vichol Yom. I do five Averos a day. Like my name, five Averos a day. What do I do? Mogar Zanaisa. I hire out prostitutes, meaning I don't want to say the word, but I'm in charge of hiring them out, right? Meshaper Titron. Now this wasn't stamp prostitutes, this whole operation. They had a theater there, now like a adult theater. So Meshaper Titron, I would set up the theater for them. Mayo Monein Lebnei Matbach, I bring the costumes which they wear, I bring their costumes to the launderers, mitapech meraki kodameon, and I dance and I clap and dance in front of them. In other words, I play like the instruments when they're performing their show. Come on, and I also play a certain type of Khalil in front of them. So I'm involved in the whole shebang, right? I'm the producer of this whole prostitution racket. So they said, that doesn't sound like a good reason for him to daven for rain if he answered. So they said, what good thing did you do? So he said, I'll tell you, Chatzman, so one time, I was setting up the theater. A woman came, she stood behind the pillar, and she cried. I said to her, Malach, what's the matter? And she said, Bala, my husband, Chavish, is in prison, and I want to see my mayor, but what can I do? In other words, what prostitution I can do. Then I'll get him out. I'll get him out from prison. So what do I do? Zavnis arse. I sold one of the beds. Pros arse with the bedspread. He obviously timase, and I gave her the sum. But Amrloin, I said, Holach, here's this for you. Pani balech, get your husband out of prison, and velotech, then he won't sin. Amrloin, so this says, ma. You have a bigger chassidus meiser than this. You indeed are one who's worthy of davening and being answered for the rain. Okay? Yischame, now this is the next meiser is in the Bavli with slight differences. Yischame, the Rabbana, the rabbi say saw that chassid of the Kfar Ime, the pious person of the Kfar Ime, it says in the Bavli it was Abba Chilkia, the son of, I think it was the son of Chonia Ma'agil, if I remember correctly. So in any event, they saw that he was Yatzli, he could dive and meet your knuckles and the rain will come. So the rabbis came to his house to talk to him. Amalam b'nei Beisei, so his wife, literally members of his house over here, means his wife, said, Beturah, he's out in the hills tending the fields. That's what he's sitting. They went out to him. Armle Asher, they said Ayasher, which usually means Asher Koyach, but here it means Shalom Aleichem. V'lo'agibuni didn't respond. Yosef Mechel, he sat down to eat. V'lo'amarlon, he didn't say to them, Aton Krichin, come and eat with me. Mi'olal, when he was about to go home, go in to the city, Avad Chat Movol Dekis, and he made one pack of twigs. V'yoyev Gul saw Maro Muvla, and he put his clothing, instead of putting it on, he put it on top of the load. All he came to the house from their base, and he said to his wife, "In Rabbanan Hocha Boy Neitzli, these rabbis here, they want us to daven v'yechus mitra, and the rain should come down. V'inan amitzli mitri nochas. If, however, we daven and the rain comes down for us, g'nai alone, it looks bad for the rabbis. V'inlon, if not, chilu shem shamayimu." Now, what's exactly chilu Hashem is not clear. But the Mashbiach says the Chil Hashem is that if they're going to daven and Nah Hashem is not going to answer them, so that's a Chil Hashem because everybody expects that they'll be answered, right? So therefore, what are they going to do? Ella, what we'll do is we'll daven before they ask us. And that way, they won't know whether they were actually being responded to or not. And that's what it says here. I say, oh, no. Vat, come, me and you, Nesuk, let's go up to the second floor of Nesuk, and we'll go daven. Inachas mitra, if the rain comes down, Onanamri, we'll say to rabbis, Kvar ta'avdun shmaya nisin, so the heavens already made the miracles, vain, and you don't need us. Milon, if not, Onanamri loan, we'll say to them, we'll make ourselves not as if we daven already, but we'll pretend that we refuse to daven because we won't be answered. The sulking, so they went up, the sulking, the daven, nachas mitra, the rain came. Nachas l'gabon. Then they came down and finally started talking to them. Armel said to them, Lama atrifin rabbon alach, why did the rabbis come to hear?
How do you say meet? Who knows Yiddish? You know Yiddish?
A little bit.
What does treftzuch mean?
It happens to
meet somebody. Isn't that called
treftzuch is like a happenstance. It's not a planned meeting.
But if you meet somebody, that's called to trepin, isn't it? Isn't that a word?
Yes, I think you're right.
They call them getroffen. Is that the
getroffen? Because here it's the same word in Aramaic. Lama itrefun rabban alacha. Why do the rabbis happen over here? You know, trefin is the same word. So yomadein today. Amalei. So they said, boy titzli, we want you to daven v'yechus mitra, and the rain should come down. Amalon. So they said to him, tzlosi aratun zrich. You need my davening. Kfar davening shemayin is, and you already have miracles from shemayin. You don't need me. Amalei. So they said, baloney. We know it's you. Armelay, so they said, Lama, they want to answer us the final questions. First, so Lama Karavesim to why when we're out in the hill, Armin Lachay Asher, we said to you, hello, Vula give tun, and he didn't answer us. Armelay, so they said, I'll tell you, Davino has seek Bupulosi, I'm a hired hand. I was involved in my labor. So, Mahavina Masu Daitim Pulosi, what would be if I would be Mesiach Das, I would get, distracted from my work. The truth is that the Bavli sounds like even to say hello is forbidden when you're working with somebody else. So that really, that always bothered me. But now I understand from the Yerushalmi more, because the Yerushalmi really is explaining, it's not that it's also to say hello. But Rechashish, he was afraid if he said hello, so he gets sidetracked because they would want to start engaging in conversation already. And since he was paid by the day, not by the work, so every moment he was owed his balabais. So therefore, he didn't want to be mesiach das and shortchange his employer. Amalei, they said, fine. Why, when you sit down to eat, why don't you say to us, that we should come eat with you? They said, I'll tell you, I only had pieces of bread with me. Well, my own piece of bread. What would I tell you to eat with me? I wouldn't have anything to give you anyway. It would just be mechanfin. It would just be, flattering, you know, Gnevas Das. I would have shown as if I wanted to be hospitable to you. I couldn't have been hospitable to you even if I wanted to. So therefore, it would have been it would just have been an improper thing to say. So he said, Loma kara da'asis lemeo. Why, when you were about to come home, yavis guta marom muvla, you put your shirt on top of your pack of twigs. So he said, lo havas didi, the shirt is not mine. Sheula havas nitzah, I borrowed the shirt to daven in. It's like a jacket, I guess. So he borrowed a jacket to daven in, and he said, it's not mine. If I wear it when I'm walking home, I might come up against some thorns and thistles, and I'll get ripped, and I don't want to rip somebody else's shirt. Okay? Mavina buz mavzel yasa, what would it be if I ripped it? Armalei, so he said, v'loma kad havi at petura. Why, when you were in the hills, eat the sach love shemayin son, your wife wore the disgusting clothing. The chayrat olimitur, when he came from the hills, he loved shemayin the king. She wore nice clothing, clean clothing. So he said, kada unavabatur, when I was in the hills, he loved shemayin son, she wore bad clothing. Lo yitim barnashi ene Allah. Then nobody else should look at her and desire her. The Kadonna to Olimitsu, when I came back from the mountain, he loved Shammai in the kitchen, put on clean clothing, Lonitin a knee, that I should not look, be so ukraid any other wife except for mine. Armulay, so they said, you're such a big chassid, yos at matzle and misan, you're not a chassid Shammai, it's a great living Shammai, because he was taka pious, right? So he said, you're a taka, some of you suitable. Tani, we learned, when was last that Shior Hamit on the tiniest morning? At Shior Hamitzach until the eastern sky is illuminated. Divrei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel Omer Akriyas HaGever. No, only until the rooster crows, which is earlier than that. Okay, so Tamura Shachar, the Torah and Shorishan brings down that it's Tamura Shachar. Tamura Shachar is not when the entire eastern sky is illuminated, but when there's a light on the horizon. Then already the Tanigo starts, the rooster starts to cockadoodle doing. So that's the time, until that time you can eat, but not beyond that time. Matam Lomar Kriyas HaGever, what it says, what does it mean, Akriyas HaGever? So the two words missing here should say Karner Tanigola, when the rooster crows. Now, Yoshan V'Omed, if a person ever went to sleep at night and then got up early in the morning, Osi is forbidden to eat B'Shalom Eden if he didn't make it tonight. Because that which Chazal said, the fast starts in the morning, is only if you're up all night or you made a condition that when they get up in the morning before daybreak, so I should be allowed to eat. So otherwise it's prohibited. But if he did make such a condition, stipulation, verbally, then mutter that he can get up early in the morning to eat before Amudah Shachar, even after he went to sleep, which we still do, right?
Some of these Hasidic stories remind me of in the Baal Shem Tov, someone came to shul Yom Kippur and he didn't know the Dhamma, but he
yeah, the kid knew the whistle, right. Yeah. The same idea, right. The same idea.
Story, actually, I thought it was by Rebbe Yitzchak.
That I've heard about with Baal Shem Tov. I think in the Reb Zevin brings down from the Baal Shem Tov. I think so. Okay, but they're interchangeable. It's like all Chassidish stories. You just fill in the blanks.
Okay.
Well,
you don't look like
anyway. Right, they don't look like anyway. Rosh Chodesh Kislev. Rosh Chodesh Kislev comes, the Lord of Yerushalayim with the rain denied, therefore, based in Gozim Shosh Taniyot Satir, based on Christ, three fast on the community. That is official decree,
that
right?
That had nothing to do with the Mishnah.
What? It had to do with Parnosim. The Yechidim. We started with Yechidim or Parnosim, and then we got to describe who are the Yechidim who should daven for Klal Yisrael. Okay? So we got into a Gadatah. Here is Chodesh Kislev, Lord Yerushalayim, in the rain did not fall. Based in Gozim Shosh Taniyot Satir, but they make three formal Tanesim. Now these ones are still Echem Shaisi Bechshecha that you can eat and drink at night. Umutoyim was allowed to do malacha work, rechitza, washing, sicha, anointing, vanilla, sasana, putting on shoes, tashu shamita, and
relations.
Am Rabbi Yochanan. Kol tainis shir beitzin goes on hafsik. Any time shir beitzin decrees that people have to stop eating from before the tainis begins. Einu boros menikos. Many Anabos Menikos Misanos poem. The Boris Menikos do not have to fast on them. They don't have to fast on them. Why? The women who are pregnant or the women who are nursing, in order not to hamper the development of the fetus or of the young baby. All right, sure, Yitzhak, I want to say distinctions. He says, I think that's true. When there were these tanesim, the more severe ones, were preceded by less severe tanesim. In other words, tanesim, when they decreed, the rabbis decreed to stop eating from before the day, the night falls, when they are preceded by tanesim where they did not have to stop eating for nightfall, such as those mentioned in Mishnah. So then even the later Tanesim are not as severe, and Uboros and Minikos don't have to fast. Pregnant or nursing woman, sorry. But it's a type of travail, such as an immediate danger as opposed to a rain issue, where they immediately start with a series of severe Tanesim, causing, requiring people to stop eating from before the Tanesim begins. So then, in that case, Uboros Minikos, for that type of fast, is so severe, even the nursing and pregnant women at Misanos Bom have to be Misana. Vitani, can we learn this? Uboros Minikos, these women, pregnant and nursing, Misanos Kedaka, Vitishabav Yom Kippurim, they have to fast the normal way, Atishabav Yom Kippur. Why? Because these are the fasts which are not preceded by warm-up fast, so therefore they're fully severe fast, and therefore Boros and Minikos do fast in days, and this in fact is the Psak Halacha Maisa. Okay, most women are supposed to fast even if they're pregnant and nursing on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippur. Vesholosh Tanias HaRishonos, now here the gears are a little bit tricky. I'm going to change it, even though after I went through the Gemara, I realized one doesn't have to change it, but Carbonator led me astray, so to speak. So I'm going to remain with the changing of the gears as Carbonator does it. So it should be Avol B'Sholosh Tanias HaRishonos, I'm sorry, Sholosh Tanias I still thought middle line. Besides, I'm a teacher of Yom Kippur and Shosh Tanos and Rishinos. And the first three Tanesim, if these Tanesim are Tanesim which begin from before nightfall. What?
What are these Shosh Tanos and Rishinos?
Where, they're always to make a series of three. You know, Bahav, Monday, Thursday, Monday. So the first three, if there goes on those three, like Tishba Yom Kippur, to stop eating from beforehand. And now it should be Avol B'Sholosh HaShniyos, but if the first three were ones in which people ate through the night, and so it's the second set of three which people are forbidden to eat during the night, and also U'B'Sheva Achronos, the last seven fasts, these are series of fasts we'll get to in the next few Mishnayos. So since those two sets were preceded by a set in which there was no fasting during the night before, so in beside by the women, the pregnant ladies, and the nursing ladies, do not have to fast. Avo b'chein, nevertheless, ein ha-menago sa'atzim u'tafnukim. They're not allowed to, even on days when pregnant, the nursing ladies don't have to fast. They cannot have delicacies. They can only eat and drink that which is necessary for the sustenance of the fetus. It's interesting that Orzarua, the Orzarua says that even when the Tzibur is fasting Bahav, you know what Bahav is?
Yeah.
Besug, you know what Bahav is?
Yeah, that's the Monday, the Tuesday, whatever.
How do you know what it is?
How do I know what it is?
Yes.
Because I follow it.
What?
Because I follow it.
Don't you dine with us?
Yeah. You don't follow it?
Chabad doesn't follow it.
Uh-huh.
Chabad doesn't know from it.
Oh, well, I did.
Where did you dine before Bnei Reuven?
Yeah,
oh, so they must do it.
The rabbi suggested that most people don't do it.
They say slichas, though. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but Lubavitch doesn't say slichas. So the Arzaru says, Bahav, you're supposed to actually, even those who don't fast, are supposed to diminish the delicacies which they have in the day in sympathy with those who are fasting. In the course of my life, I only know one. I've only met one person I know who fasted b'ahav, though.
Mm.
Have you ever met anybody who fasted b'ahav? Ever met anybody who fasted?
I think
we're
gifted.
Yeah. So I only met one person, a friend of mine actually, who fasted b'ahav, but since then nobody. So since for the I haven't davened in a shul that says slichos on b'ahav now since I came to Chicago. Because Lubavitch doesn't say it. But,
I already messed up.
What?
I already messed up this Bengal.
No, it's next week.
Oh, next week.
It didn't start this week. It didn't start next week. So, still time to do repent. So,
I mess up the holidays, so I always
try to. They make B'ahav to atone for it.
Yeah, right.
Okay, that's what they meant for. So, in any event, which is an amazing thing, because B'ahav is really just a minuk. But, nevertheless, he says, the Orzaro says, in sympathy, you have to be somewhat abstinent on those days. The next word, lo, I would take, I think you just take out. It says, Gemara, B'shagazru kvar shul hafsik. This is only where the first three Tanesim are Tanesim of such severity that they're ready made from the beginning with a gzera not to stop. In other words, that you wait. Bishagozu kfar. No, it should be actually Bishagozu kfar lafsik, which is explaining that when the first three Tanesim the women have to fast. If they started from scratch already from the beginning with the gzera to be mafsik, so it's either b'shagozu kfar lafsik or lo b'shagozu kfar shelo lafsik. You know, either double negative or positive, which is the same thing, right? When the women have to fast, those three fast. When those three fast are fast, which started from scratch, with full 24-hour fast. Where the first fast, again, as we said, the first fast in the series were 12-hour fasts. Even the next fasts, which are 24-hour fasts, women don't have to fast. But the first fasts in the series are 24-hour fasts because the situation is so severe, so then even the women have to fast those 24-hour fasts. That's what Gemara holds. Says Gemara, no, not true. As we said at the beginning of the Gemara, Asa. Rabbi Bob Barzavta, Rabbi Yitzhak Batal, the Shemiel said, if you go to Miyad Lapsik, even if they did the first fast they made were 24-hour fast, ain't a Boris Menikos Misanus Plan, the pregnant, the nursing women do not have to fast with them.
Now, this Gemara didn't refer to Tainus Esther, didn't refer to Shavasa Batal.
But those are not Tainus Tibur.
No. Where are they?
Tainus Yochid.
It's
a Tainus Yochid, which everybody fasts. There's a difference. No, Tainus Tibur is by definition one which is 24 hours. Okay, except for these three. But the obviously the Tainus of the status in Halacha Shivus or B'Tamuz, I think I've told this in the past, I'm pretty sure I did, that in Stockholm on Shivus or B'Tamuz they only fast till 9:30 at night.
Well, that's because it's the midnight sun.
Goodbye.
Sunset.
Yes, because Tishba they fast till like midnight, right? So the question is why what right do they have to do that? So the Nachal Eshkol, a 19th century postik, he said, since our Tanesim, except for Tishba and Yom Kippur, have a status of a Tainus Yochid, so Tainus Yochid is whatever you're Makabel. So in Stockholm they're Makabel, Shiva Surah Thomas only till 9:30. Nowadays really they don't have this meeting. Now I think they fast the whole time, but that's Nachal Eshkol's logic. It's a nice logic.
Just think how easy to a son of babies is in Stockholm.
Yeah.
Must be 4 hours fast.
Well, actually, what one should do is travel for Tisha B'Av to Australia.
Right.
That's really the way to do it. Never thought of that before.
Or Johannesburg.
So, Johannesburg, right. Antarctica. Nanu. If these fasts pass the first three, so we already the three of the
yichid. The value then you're saying is also.
Oh, for sure. That's even later, lighter because it's a nidcha in and of itself. Because when was Gedalia murdered?
On Rosh Hashanah.
So that's the easiest of them. except for Tanis Bechoros, of course. Ovei Avlon out of these are the so we had the three fasts for Yechidim, and then three fasts for the community. Now, if these passed and they were not written, they're not to answer. Basically, goes from Ocholos Tanis Otzibor, and these are severe ones already. Ovei Shlos Mel, you can only eat and drink from before the fast begins. For certain Lachem, one is forbidden to work, or Chita, and wash, and bathe. Seeker knowing oneself in toil. We need us to sound put on shoes with Hashemita and relations. But no, it's not that you just lock the bath houses. Said, although the Issa Malacha is not one which has to do with the Yontif character, nevertheless, Issa Malacha, but Tainis, see what somebody does Malacha and a Tainis? Because Issa Malacha, of course, is the same thing I do in Malacha and Yom Kippur. My time and why? Because the Pasuk says, Kichu song. Sanctify the fast. Kirat Torah and call an assembly. So see, it has it's given the terminology of Kadosh, which is associated with the bona fide Yisrael Melacha. Didn't we learn, Vatania? Did we learn in Brisa, Laila Mutar, even at Taitsiwar Melacha is Osir, it's only Osir during the day. It's Laila Mutar, the night is permitted. It's only Yom Osir during the day, it's prohibited. Rabbi Zira said, Kaima Abu Bar Yermio, he said, Abu Yermio explained that that's also based upon the good. It says, Kichutsom Kira Tzara Isfu Am, gather the nation. So when is it good? The tzom have a status if it's kodesh, then what is forbidden to work only from the time nation gathers? When's that? In the morning. Now, interesting series here. The shaya the nagon, the women are the minhag, the lola mebat uvda, not to do work, but puke shabbos when shabbos goes out. Ain't no minhag. It's not about minhag. They're just trying to get out doing the dishes. Okay. However, if they have a minhag at the spani sidra, they don't do work until the men get out of shul. The spani sidra means until they finish saying, leave the base medrash and come home. Minhag. That's a valid minhag. Bisraya chamishto women have minhag not to do work on Mondays and Thursdays. Ain't a minhag. It's not a valid minhag. Ad Hispani Tanesa, those are minhag not to do work until the tainus is over on the tainus seabor. That's a minhag. That's a valid minhag. Biyom daravto, women who have a minhag not to do work erev Shabbos and erev Yontif. Right? So far, they've exempted themselves Monday, Thursday, Fridays, and Motzei Shabbos. So kavaltik these women. So it's not a minhag. Ain't a minhag. But those are the minhag not to do work on Friday afternoon after mincha time ensues, that's about minhag. Beyond the yard, some of the women have minhag not to work on Rosh Chodesh, minhag, that's about minhag as well. Rabbi Zir says, Nishaya the Nagan, the lonely Mishtaya. Women who have the custom not to be Mishtaya. Now, Mishtaya can have one or two meanings, and the Rishon bring that both meanings. Either Mishtaya means, what would you say means?
One is drinking, the other is staying someplace.
No, one is drinking, that's right, Mishta.
Oh,
the other one is Shesi. Shesi as in Shesi for Erev. What's Shesi and Erev?
Weaving.
Weaving, right. So they have a minhag not to weave. So the two versions, one is that they have a minhag not to drink, and the other a minhag not to weave. So, mean the ad, all the different times that Rosh Chodesh Av comes in, minhag, that's about minhag, why? Shebo Poska Evan Shasiyah. Because the Evan Shasiyah was destroyed at that time, and the Evan Shasiyah, the language of Shasiyah, can either have to do with drinking, as in Shasiyah, or in weaving, as in Shesi. Okay, my time.
So, what is the Erev Shabbos?
No, since Rosh Chodesh Av. From Rosh Chodesh Av till after Tisha B'Av. Okay, my time of Pasidishazizki, our shasas, the foundations, the amateurs here, years soon were destroyed. Amra Chiriachia said, call out for a minute. Don't make fun of a minute, everything is a minute, right? So therefore, we maintain the status of Nogim. And sit. What?
Strange statement. It's white, probably too.
Yeah.
He doesn't say call it Ramo Elu.
But I think that's what he meant. I can't prove it to you. I think that's what he meant. Along these lines, there are exceptions. Oyin the shitin havun b'mitat savaya. There was a sheet, I don't remember what it is. I think it's sycamore wood, but I don't remember. In Migdal Tzivaya, and tradition had it that this is the wood from which Yaakov cut down trees in order to take down the Mitzrayim, but in order that the Jews should eventually use it to build the Mishkan as an Atzei Shitim Omdim, which is made out of standing planks of wood. So they didn't cut them down ever. That was their tradition. Also showed Rabbi Chanina Chavan the Rabbanon. So came and asked the friend of the rabbis, Mami Oben Avida, can we forsake our minig and use this wood? So he said, no, we came and Shinoagu Avosechim Boim Be'isr, since your forefathers forbade themselves to do so, Al Tishanu Minig Avosechim Dochineva Juna deviate from the minig of your forefathers, rest their souls. That's a one reviewer, ever. I mean, Lezer, B'shem Ra'evun, Lezner Ra'evun said, Kol Devar Shu Mutzer, anytime it's really Mutzer. In other words, there's no inherent prohibition to using the trees. Whatever Yaakov took, he took, but he didn't make whatever remained behind Kodesh. So Kol Devar Shu Mutzer, anything which is inherently permissible, V'toebo, a person makes a mistake and thinks of Isser, and that's forbidden, Nishal, he can be Shoel Nedo Matino, we can permit it for him. Anything which you know is permitted, but you nevertheless conduct yourself as if it's prohibited. Nishal, even if you try to be Matir Neder, a Matir Lo, we do not permit it for you. Okay? So it depends what the motivation of these people were. Birchitza. Now let's wash. Zir Bacham and Yesu Brevida Yeshuv and Levi, Shervish Shuv and Levi, the Bosan never Shuv and Levi, with Tainis Sibur on a regular Tainis, Machitz part Yod upon of a Raglo of Kedarko. You can't watch the rest of your body, but you can watch your hands, your face, and your feet. With Tishabov and Tishabov, Machitz other, you can wash your hands, and then my very point of you can pass them over your face, but not actually wash your face, because this is because of my Velus. Yom Kippurim, you're not even allowed to do that. Machitz yodah, first, you're allowed to wash your hands, obviously in the morning or when you come out of the bathroom. And then you have to dry them off. Only after you dry them off, ma'avir samapa upon it, you can pass over your face. I should note, in the interest of honesty and advertising, that this whole Gemara here in Amud Beis was in Yuma as well. Because this is all the same Gemara about the various different inuim on Yom Kippur. Rabbi Yonah's Tare Tamartuta, Yonah, before Yom Kippur began, he would moisten a rag, be able to put it under a pitcher to keep it fresh, and we use it on Yom Kippur. As the Gemara of Tani, hey, what do you do with this price? It says, Ain't been Tishbov the Tani Sibor, no Tishbov in a regular Tani Sibor, at least in Malacha Makam Shanogu. Except the prohibition to walk in a place where it's prohibited to do so. Sounds like it's not always prohibited to do so, right? Just in certain places. But our Mishnah banned doing walk on every time Sibur. It's a good question. So good a question that the Yerushalmi does not answer it, neither here nor in Yuma. A person was going to his Rebbe or Eitzelbito or to his daughter. However, Yerushalmi passed on a tinus through a sea or Benor, through a river. And Eitzelbito doesn't have to be afraid that he washed his clothes as a result, or washed himself as a result. Nitfu Ragla, if his feet got dirty, similarly on the tinus, might be on mind you could dunk the water in a kosher note to be afraid that it's considered bathing. Hoy Rabbi Boke, I ain't Tanya. Rabbi Bo Paskin like this. Hoy Rabbi Agaraka said, Pepa Minayasan, he comes on the wave, oh, you run a little chaos and his feet feel bad. Not that they're dirty, they just need, some pampering. The Shemutah Chitza of mine is allowed to wash him in water. Time we learned Avel Menuda, a person who's Avel is a person who's in Cherem, who's not allowed to wear shoes. So you Malchim Aderech. Nevertheless, I have to walk down the road. Mutam Nil Sassam, they're allowed to wear shoes. She have all here, and they come to the city, Yechotzel, they have to take them off. Chem Tishav, so to the status of Tishav, and on the Tanis Tzibur. Besicha, you're forbidden to do anointing on Tanis. Go to a time like that, which learned B'Shabbos, on Shabbos, ben sicha sheishal tanuk, ben sicha sheishal tanuk, anointing yourself, whether it's for pleasure or not, they're both mutter. Yom Kippurim, ben sicha sheishal tanuk, ben sicha sheishal tanuk, whether it's anointing for pleasure or anointing not for pleasure, also is forbidden. B'tishvatayet Sibur draw a distinction. Sikha Shilu Shaltanu, any anointing which is for pleasure is usur. She'eino Shaltanu was not for pleasure, but is permissible. Says the Gemara, I took out the word Vaha in the next line. The next word Vaha, don't lose any sleep on it. Tani, we learned, Shava Sikha Lishasia, there's an equivalency between anointing with oils and drinking. They said that they're both prohibited the same way. Tashlumi, you both have to pay. Which if you anoint yourself with truma oil or swallow truma oil, you have to pay the principal and an additional chomesh, right? Avalola onish, but you don't get the same punishment. If you ingest the truma, zap, kaboom, you get koris. If you anoint yourself with truma oil, then you don't get koris. You just transgress a negative command. B'yom HaKippurim and Yom Kippur Isser Avalol Onish. Yom Kippur is equivalent in terms of the prohibition and not the punishment. I forgot what this means.
Punishment
means Yom Kippur and Tisha B'Av. Yom Kippur Sikha is not at the same level of Isser as drinking. I guess that's what it means. They're both Usser, but it's not the same punishment. That's probably what it means. They're both awesome, but it's not the same punishment. V'atariyai, ask Gemara, how can you say not the same punishment? Doesn't say in Teicha, Lechalu, do not desecrate Yom Kippur. It's this week's parasha, I think. L'rabbus is a sarvot ashrei, it teaches us that both a person who anoints or drinks desecrates Yom Kippur, so it should be the same. So says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, leis kan tzach, take out anointing from this drasha. Delete it. Cut and do not paste. Amrei Avrami, Avrami said, won't work. Ileskan Sach. If you don't say this possible, Loschalu is going on anointing, Leskan Shreisa can't be going on drinking either. Because the low cane, if that's not the case, Dovashu Machman Shnei Lavin Mitztarif. If you say that drinking is learned from this pasuk of Loschalu, as opposed to eating being learned from the pasuk of, so how are you ever going to give them the same punishment for drinking and eating? Right? We give for drinking and eating the same punishment, which is koris, right? So if they're not on the same, if drinking is of a different pasuk than eating is, so why? How could it have the same punishment? Perhaps it's a lower punishment, perhaps only a lot. So therefore he says, eating can't be learned out, drinking can't be learned out from a loy chalu. Because that would be a separate lav and have separate parameters, right?
Let me rephrase that.
Yeah, drinking can't be learned as a separate pasuk from eating. Eat a half a share, they don't join together. Because it would be pasuk. One is one pasuk, the other is another pasuk. Never the twain shall meet. What does your hava mean? That they should be mitzdarif to the same shear. But if you say they're from the same pasuk, then does it make sense? So he says, really, v'loyichalu can't be the source for drinking. We have the source for anointing, but not for drinking. That's what he says here. Okay? The loche davashubah makamashay lavi mitzdarif. If that was the case, which caused the two separate lavi, eating and drinking, how could they possibly have a half meal to join together? We need a mission to be included. So it must be that loyechalu is just for sach. It must be either it's for anointing or not for anything. Just generic. Minachu chuvarva say, I know it's prohibited with the mitzvah saseh to use, now this is going back to truma oil, to use truma oil improperly. So the Rabbi Lezer, Shem Rabbi Simai said, I'll tell you why. Because it says when you have mitzvah sheni oil, you have to save lunasati minimum mesa, I didn't give it to a dead person. Marake, what are you talking about? If you're going to say that you use the mitzvah sheni oil to buy a coffin and shrouds, take out the next four words in order to appear in the Gemara in Yuma. L'chayuaser. You're not allowed to use magic shading money even to buy a shirt for a live person, right? You're only for food purposes. L'koshke, the mace, it certainly must be used for a mace. So therefore, it must be, when it says, don't give it to a mace, it can't be referring to buying other material other than foodstuffs. Rather, it means Ezu Dovish Mutter L'chayva Oslameis, which is mutter for a human being. They're prohibited to do for a dead person from my Tushani oil. Heavy Oimer Sicha must be anointing. Now we see that the mitzvah say to avoid anointing a mace with truma oil, and that teaches us that the proper use of the truma oil or ma'aser sheni oil is the mitzvah saseh. Okay? Binyan sandal, you're forbidden to put on shoes. All those are forbidden to put on shoes. You are to there when they go on the way. Noel, they're allowed to put on shoes. Yigil krach, when they get to a city, they take off their shoes. Chen v'ava, so too is true by a warner of a new that person is put in the chair. Isai tai, those say, Yotzim, I'm probably be on Kippur, when he's allowed to wear one's socks on Yom Kippur. Isai tai, those says, any yotzim, you're not allowed to. Omar Rav Chista, man, there are yotzim, he says, you can, but polish a beggar, it's a fabric sock. Mother Ein yotzim, he says, you cannot, but polish a, or it is a leather sock. Ah, Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Nachman, Soliki went Gabi Rabbi Yishom Levi to Rabbi Yishom Levi, Bilele Tzomi Abba on Yom Kippur night. Nafik Levash Lugabe, so Rabbi Yishom Ben Levi came out towards him, Lovash Sol Yisrael, wearing a soulless shoe.
A shoe which had no soul.
I mean, not no soul, no heel.
It was just, also really no soul, it was just a flat piece of leather on the bottom.
But it was leather! Armalaysi said, Ma'achim is like a slipper, I guess. What is this? Armalaysi said, Isnis, I'm particularly sensitive, and therefore I need to wear something on my feet. Rabbi Yeshua ben Nachman, son of Gabi, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Yeshua ben Nachman went to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Belele Tanis on the night of Atanis, Nafil Gabi, Lovish Salisa came out wearing one of these slipper type things. Armalaysi said, Ma'achim, what's going on here? Armalaysi, this is the Amanis, same idea. Rabbi Shemi, Chamune, Nafil, Lovish Salisa, Belele Tanis, they saw him wearing out this slipper on for tight night. Chatamidim in Rabbi Mona, similarly, a student Rabbi Mona, Hori Lechad Mikriven Yeshaya, told one of the relatives of the Nosia, the Milvash Shalisa, that they can put on this type of slipper on Yom Kippur. Amarle, so he said, so that when the student told this to a certain individual who was related to the Nosia, so that fellow said, there's a word missing, it should be on. Where do you get this from? So he said, I tell you, there was Shimon Levi, so every letter, all these people would have put on their shoes.
Now, these people didn't have to go out to visit, so why aren't they just...
I guess they go to shul.
They were visiting...
Because they're going to the Rebbe, probably, yeah. Right, they're going to the Rebbe.
So that supersedes,
yeah.
The...
Kibbutz Rabba, yeah. Okay. Says the Gemara further, Rechitza, right? Tashmita is also. So says the Gemara, I understand. Of course it's also. Yitzchamei, come and see Birchitz also. What happens if you go to the mikveh to have a Tashmita in the old days? What did you have to do? Go to the mikveh. So you can't go to the mikveh in Yom Kippur. How are you going to have relations, right? Can't be. Yitzchamei, Birchitz also, Tashmita, Lokoshke, Tzakavachomer. It's either Mugum Shaitovli, basically people don't go to the mikveh after they have relations, misnagdim. But, or, Kadim Shukoidim, actually, Iskin Ezra Tilabal Karen before Ezra made Takana that people who have relations should go to the mikveh. Rabbi Yaakov Rachel Ravim Bashim Rabbi Shumalevi said, and carry Elamitash Mishamito. You don't become a Baal Keri unless you had marital relations. Only then do you have to go to the mikvah. Even if you saw yourself having relations in a dream. Have a boy, remember, they want to say, Ubavad Me'ishos, always you saw himself having relations with a woman. Says, even they saw the guy saw himself having relations with a goat, he still has to go to the mikvah if he saw a carry in his dream. Now it's interesting, the Chidusha Radal on the bottom here says a Gavalda Gakula here, though. It says, what if a person had an emission, but it wasn't even a dream? Not even a dream. Or even if it was a dream, let's say in his dream he saw himself going to the bathroom, and then he had an emission. So in that he says, you don't have to go to the mikveh. Because it says here, even you had an emission in the course of a dream, it says you have to see in the dream yourself having relations, at least with something else. Maybe not a woman, maybe a goat, maybe a rock, but you have to have relations with something, a mannequin. But if a person that's going to be, the Radal says, and this he deduced, a person just had an emission because he saw himself going to the bathroom, or he didn't have a dream in that mission, that Itaka doesn't need Tefillas Ezra. It's a great kula. I don't recall any such kula in the Yerushalmi, and in the Bavli. I don't recall even the Gemara saying this. The Radal didn't say, actually, look, the Radal didn't say this back in Yuma when we learned the same sugya. But here it says, and it's a very good chiddush, very good deal. Talmud Tanan learns over there, Yom Kippurim Oser Ba'achila, now to eat, rishtia, drink, or chitza, wash, seek, anoint, meals, a sign, and put on Jews, teach, tashimita, and have religions. But Ta'ilo, we learned on the other hand concerning this, Ba'alikarion, a person who is a Ba'alikari Yom Kippur, Toilin Kedakim, Sinibi Yom Kippur, and they can toil themselves in private Yom Kippur. It says, Merleis, the plea of Shubba Levi, this is the argument of Shubba Levi. Shubba Levi said, ain't carefully with Tashmish Amito. You only become about carry from Tashmish. How did you get? You had no kid Tashmish on Yom Kippur. So it says the Gemara, Apostle of Misha, you're right. Now, we're talking about a case, Misha Shimish, he tossed me both Yom. So we had relations, Arab Yom Kippur. Vishachim forgot, a little Tava, and he go to the Mikkah, so that this price was being matched in the gold to Mikkah on Yom Kippur. Of course, we don't pass away, but that's what the price was being matched. So that's my way of a tiny Meister Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta. Don't we know it's Meister Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta, Shiro'u Tova, also Betzina. They saw him toiling in secret on Yom Kippur. Obviously, it wasn't so secret, but he thought it was secret, right? On Yom Kippur. Yisrael Chmeval, Yisrael Gufa Kodesh Vishokheach. Can he say you forgot? So it must be that person can go to the mikvah on Yom Kippur, even if he didn't have Tashmish Amito, even if he saw it in a dream, whatever the case was, and it's a riot against Rabbi Shubba Levi. Again, like Rabbi Shubba Levi, you only have to go to the mikvah if you had actual Tashmish. But that can't be on Yom Kippur, he didn't have actual Tashmish. And can't say something about a guy who forgot, because that doesn't explain Rabbi Yisrael Chalafta, who certainly did not forget. So it must be that you go to the mikveh even if you didn't have actual tashmish, but he had tashmish in a dream in some way, shape, or form, you still have to go to the mikveh. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, a little bit of a gat, Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Rabbi Chaim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Yitzchak, said, Noach b'knisos l'teva Noach, when he entered the ark, Nesu lo tashmish amitu, spin to have marital relations. My time of apostle teacher says, it says, Uvos l'teva, which comes to the ark, Ata, Uvanecha, you and your sons, the males, for Ishka and your wife, and Shemanecha Yitach, and the wives of your sons with you. So it's two separate, one for the men, one for the women. There's a mechitza there. So they didn't have, now to have relations. With Tzios, when he came out, who's the lone Tashmish Amita without to have relations by the time of Pasuk Yisus? Same in Ateva, come out from the Teva, Ato, you, the Ishtacha, and your wife. In other words, instead of you and your kids versus your wife and their wives, right, it's you and your wife and your kids and their wives. So the couples are reunited, so to speak. So that teaches us that when they came out of the Teva, they're allowed to be again.
It was said Puru when they came out of the Teva.
That's true. I guess this is even earlier than that. I'm Rabbi Chia Barbon and Chosei Miyotzmina Teva. They came out in families. They should Shimru Chosei, since these were the people and the species which entered the Teva were once, which did not cross breed across lines of species, so that's how they were saved. This is true because the three individual entities, animals and human beings, who did not preserve the prohibition on relations in the Teva, and they were punished. You know, we learned Cham, the person, Kelev, the dog, Vorev, the ravens, Kiklum Asem, they did bad in the Teva and they had relations. So what happens? Cham, some of his kids came out.
Slaves.
Mefucha means?
Hakam is like something like ash.
Coal. Black. Okay? Kelev? A dog came out, Yotza Mefurtzim Tashmisha. Mefurtzim is like Mefursam. He came out on that his Tashmish, his relations, a dog's procreation is done in public. It's not just done in public, but they actually copulate back to back. So therefore, it's a particularly public spectacle. And I don't know enough about this, about animal husbandry, but.
All animals.
Only dogs. That's what it says here. And they also they have difficulty separating after they have relations. I don't know what that means. Beats me. But in any event, so that's why he came out that like that. And the raven, or if you had some shenanigans, it came out stam different. The raven impregnates his mate by orally. Not they don't have, or if they do, they don't use them. They don't have genitalia. They do it orally, so that's how they came. They're all punished. Omer Avinavud said, "Ksiv." It says, "Bechoser uvekafan." When you're lacking and when you're hungry, gamud be alone. Meaning, when you see shortcoming coming to the world, lack of food, make your wife alone. Meaning, don't have relations with her in a time of famine. It says about Ksiv, it says, Yosef, you had two kids. When? Before the famine began. The same name, Rabbi, the Te'eve Bonin, people who desire children, in other words, they don't have children yet, but Shabbos Shemitah is saying they're allowed to have relations even during years of famine. Rabbi Yisrael said, it will vad be Yom Shetavu on the day that she goes to Mikvah. Now, this is a big machlokus what this means. There are three possible interpretations. One is that even the guys who want to have kids, could need kids, can only have relations with their wives on the day she goes to the Mikvah if it's a famine year. Why? Because that night, right, she comes out of the mikvah in the cycle, she's particularly suited to become pregnant. But the rest of the time she can't, because it's not proper to have relations during the when everybody else is hungry. Another interpretation is that everybody's allowed to have relations on the night that their wife goes to the mikvah, even in times of famine. And the people who are looking to have their first kids, they can have relations even not on the night that she goes to the mikvah. Yet a third interpretation is that even though the guy who doesn't have any kids is allowed to have relations, but should abstain from relations on the night that his wife goes to the mikvah in order to show solidarity with all the people who cannot have relations. And I think it's actually a fourth interpretation. Maybe the may have mistaken about that third one, but the fourth interpretation is that really everybody can have relations when there's a famine, but not on the night when she goes to the mikvah. That's the extent of the abstention required. Bottom line is, it's not clear what the exactly line means, but there's a difference between the night of tefillah and all the other nights, and we will stop here for tonight.